Last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
I don't know. It looks disgusting.
It's horrible.
It looks like an explosion of lava and eggs on the bottom and kind of like a tree trunk.
A 33 is a crit.
Hey! Nice!
However,
oh, okay.
This creature
yep.
is not affected by your critical damage. Roll normal damage. I'm still right up next to Varj the Large, so I think he will receive one smacking. As a
proceed,
pseudopod tentacle forms on this thing and just whack, 23 damage to Varg.
That's a miss.
Ew.
How do you spell that?
You spell it with a 39 to hit.
Oh,
Varg.
Oh man.
That's a miss, yep. right?
That's this a 39
is,
to hit.
This is bad. That's a crit.
That brings us to Kairos.
I'm going to do Spell Strike.
Okay.
Ray of Frost. It's a 19 total.
AC to hit this creature is 19.
Yeah! Oh,
yes!
That is a hit.
Oh, we
unless it was
that.
A natty one, that's
it was
a hit.
Not
that's
a natty.
Amazing.
You hit it exactly. Megaton strikes.
Leave my friends alone, you fire snot.
I just did 13 damage with the Aura Blast. To Varg and Kairos. I believe Varg is now unconscious and dying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A 43 to hit Luton.
I think that hit.
What?
Hold up.
That's
hold
a critical
on.
Hit.
Did you roll a natty 20?
60 damage to Luton.
Oh my god.
What?
Does that put you, that puts you down, right?
I'm down. I only have 51 hit points.
Oh.
Luton.
What is happening?
Unconscious and dying.
I want to cast a spell. Ray of Frost.
Gross. I hate it.
Yes.
17.
Yeah!
Well, we know that that does an extra 15, which is a grand total
32.
Of 32
please,
damage.
Please, please, please.
Duval Gibson,
yeah.
Oh my,
my
friend.
I'm standing, yeah. please.
Describe your kill.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Woohoo!
Oh,
we've got some healing to do.
Yeah, we do.
Some healing.
Which we'll do next week.
I need a therapy session. That was a lot.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where I like to start each episode with a groaner. So this week, it's my pleasure to announce.
Okay.
Sorry. What?
Hurry up so I can groan.
That was it?
Oh, that was it.
It's my pleasure to announce.
Oh.
Just in general.
How do I groan that? Oh gosh!
Yep.
Oh, brr. Yep. Nailed
tried
it.
Tried to think of the most groany groaner I could do. And
you
that
told
was
a
it.
Good one.
That was a pretty groanier.
Yeah, it's in honor of the late great Norm MacDonald, who had the best groaners of all time.
Mm.
Did he die?
Like a long time ago,
yeah.
right?
I don't know.
Like a long time ago.
Wasn't in the last 2 years.
Listen, if he
but it wasn't like yesterday.
If no. he if he ain't in my circle, I don't know.
My circle?
Yeah.
Like. If one of us died, you would
yeah,
know.
I don't know if one of you guys died.
But
for
some
sure.
celebrity.
Nah.
Cultural
I didn't even know the
icon.
Guy from Lord of the Rings died a little bit ago.
What dude from Lord
the
of the Rings?
The guy who played King Theoden.
Yeah.
Bernard Theoden. Hill, I think his name is.
Passed away.
Not Bernie.
He was the captain of the Titanic in the movie Titanic. Directed
oh my gosh,
by
he
was also the ship captain in the last voyage of the Demeter.
No, he wasn't. You're
Demeter.
Lying.
That was Liam Cunningham. But
no. No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
I was making a joke and saying a lie. That ended up being true.
I don't know any of these people.
Old white guy with a beard. They look the same.
Oh, man.
I better make sure I'm correct.
No, I think you are. Because it's the same guy who played...
Sir Davos.
Davos,
Davos
thank you.
Seaworth, yep. Liam Cunningham was Captain Elliot. There it is, folks.
Sorry, Liam. I didn't mean to confuse you with Bernard Hill.
Yeah, Liam's in my circle, so I would know if he died.
Yeah.
It's Greg's circle of trust.
It's not a very big circle, but it's very important.
That was good. You made me laugh from below my belly button.
That's the best place to laugh
below
from.
Below your belly button.
Let's not.
Right. Okay. Okay. Right at the belt.
He's like, let's not. Exactly. The famous Wilhelm in here.
Family podcast.
Yeah. My boys are listening to this. And my wife.
I think my boss
and my brothers.
To this.
Your boss?
Yeah, I think so.
Not anymore.
I know, right? Can you come in here, please?
I heard from a New Thunder buddy who likes to, he lets it play in his kid's room. While his kid's hanging out playing in his room.
Cool.
Play the podcast.
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, who's his favorite character? Because he was new. He said, oh, it's Balnor. And I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
He's going to cry swallow later. That. I was like,
He might need a care package here pretty soon.
Now he's starting to come around to Luton, which I think is where everybody ends up.
Makes sense.
All roads lead to Luton.
Yeah, all roads lead to Luton. Exactly. You guys want to do a quick intro and just start rolling some dice? Not like anything dramatic happened last week.
I really enjoy rolling dice, and I was terrified of what happened last week.
That was stressful. That was stressful.
Mostly because I didn't feel like I could do anything. Kairos
Duvalo.
Marching tank.
Just walking around in a big suit.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Inside that thing, you couldn't do anything.
No.
Oh, man. That was one of those moments where as a GM, you have to keep it on the inside, but you're just laughing. And I'm like, he's going to hate this decision.
Ooh. I definitely hated that decision. Almost as much as touching the gun. I already forgot the gun's name.
Oh, yeah.
What was the gun's name?
Jax.
And getting it stuck in my hands.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. My brother made fun of me for that one. So did Mark. Thanks, Mark.
I should have drove that one home a lot harder. Should have made it harder for you to get rid of that. It was a lot of fun, though.
It was not fun.
You get yourself in a lot of interesting situations.
Yeah, and I try. I'm like, you know what? Someone else can touch the thing this time.
The irony is he's also the most paranoid character.
Uh-huh.
I
wonder why.
I don't want to unlock that door. You're the one with the unlock the door skill.
Yeah. And every time I've done anything, I get stuck in a suit, a gun in my hands, a door blows up my face. So it only makes sense.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, Pathfinder.
You should expect more in luck.
I was going to say, you need some evasive reflexes,
and so I'm okay now. But
now's
still.
The time. You know, Howl of the Wild just came out. And so instead of being a cat folk, you can just be a cat.
Yeah.
You can be an awakened animal now. And get your full Puss in Boots, like fantasy on.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Look at him; he's thinking about it.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I mean, I have a thinking about it face. That's just
how I look.
That's just my face.
But you have to work on your Antonio Banderas impression,
right? Because there's only one way.
Well, Antonio Banderas as a cat.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Which isn't too.
So you really, to put on Antonio Banderas, yeah. And then you have to put on a cat.
I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
Well, we've got two unconscious, no longer dying characters. When last we left the Shumfalo Five, they were in the bottom of the Tower of Metallurgy.
Yep.
They just fought this horrifying ooze monster. I let it slip last week what it is, but you guys need to roll a couple checks to find out what's going on still.
Hopefully we can roll better checks than last time.
I know.
And we've got Luton unconscious, wounded one. Varg unconscious, wounded one. Kairos at 19 HP.
That's wild.
Kal-El's sitting there at 35 of 76 HP. And Darnayru is 41 of 88.
Such a tank.
You guys got absolutely stomped. And I was really only like, 19 plus 41, 60 HP away from a TPK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're all unconscious, then there is no one to cast.
Hootie Hoo.
Right. Whatever.
Listen, it was a close one.
It was.
We have a lot of those.
We do. It was good. It was good. So, Jordan, do you have the healing music queued up?
I do.
Ready to go? Rude. Well, welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Sorry, Thunder Buddies. I was in the middle of making a joke, and he just played me out like it was the Oscars.
Or like the, you know, the little thing they grabbed by the neck.
Yeah. Or the little hook.
Yeah, the hook.
Stage hook.
So 12 minutes later, here's a real quick summary of what we did. First thing, most important thing, all you need to know, everybody's a full HP.
Boom. Shaka.
Woo! Luton boofed a couple of treat wounds rolls and then burned her last two hero points to correct them. As part of that.
Yeah. Varg thanks Luton.
That's what they're there for, right?
That's right. Both Varg and Luton also no longer have the wounded condition. Kairos burned two level 4 spells.
Yay, yay.
We burned the level 3 Wand of Widening Heal. We burned the regular level 1 Wand. And Luton used a level 2 Heal spell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boom. There you go.
There's IV bags that's everywhere.
And Darnayru put on a Band-Aid.
And I put a Band-Aid on.
12 minutes summarized down to 35 seconds of narration.
Good job.
Now, you guys are in the bottom of this Tower of Metallurgy with this dead monstrosity and a room full of more questions than answers, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
Perception check.
Yeah, can we like look around this?
How about I get one of those from everybody, please?
Great.
Perception, all I ever wanted.
Don't do that again, this, I swear to God.
Perception.
Last episode I edited, every time you rolled the dice, you did that.
Did I really?
Yes.
No.
You did what?
Sang.
Sang what?
Not that song.
Anything. Nature check. Nature check. I'm doing it.
Nature. Now you gotta do it.
No. It's canon. Did you hear any of them?
I don't remember any of it.
That's right.
Because Scott doesn't like fun. Four.
That's right.
He doesn't like
your
fun.
Personality. None of that.
If anyone wants to hear me sing, I'll just sing the entire rest of this episode.
Look what you did.
I left a couple of them in.
Who invited their grandpa to the set?
It was late when I edited.
I know.
I rolled a baller perception.
How did these perception checks go?
I rolled a 30.
And they were different jams for each type of check. You had a different.
That's my boy.
That's what this is. What makes
human jukebox, baby.
How dare you cut those? That's podcast gold.
I don't even remember singing them. That's the funny part.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, man.
I would have been singing this whole episode.
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
You just
no,
keep
don't
going.
Stop.
Believe it.
That's so great.
When I listen to podcasts that have that, I usually am sitting in the car and I'm like, shut up.
I start singing along with them every
podcast.
Time.
Yeah. No, it's fine. That's the problem. I'm too much of... I'm a...
What are you?
I'm you're critical, an old fuddy-duddy.
I'm a critical old fuddy-duddy.
Grubhub.
Yeah. Mm, I'm Grubhub.
Grubhub. Yeah.
Grubhub.
Ding dong.
Yeah. If you need someone to show up at your house and tell your kids to shut up and go to bed,
yeah.
Just go to diceofthunder.com and set up an appointment.
/Grubhub.
I will pay for travel expenses just to be able to yell at your children.
Yeah.
You really will. You're not going to Disneyland again.
That's right. Go clean your room. No toys for you on your birthday. Anyway.
Jeez.
I know. There I go. Vibe killer.
That's me.
Vibe killer strikes again, baby. Let's go.
For the record, I don't think anyone needs to buy their own children toys ever again.
Yeah.
Because every time I have a birthday and Christmas, everyone else buys them toys.
This is true.
Yeah. So you don't need to buy your own kid toys.
Don't buy your kids anything.
Grump
ever.
Hug.
Send them outside.
Buy yourself toys.
Hashtag
get yourself a Lego.
No one's buying me toys.
That's right.
Exactly.
Got to buy them for myself.
Now we're talking. What were those perception rolls? 17 from Greg?
30.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is really
what
good.
Else we got around the table?
I got a 16 total.
27 total.
28.
These perception checks have yielded a result.
Thank you, John Madden. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ball has been passed.
The team that scores the most
real results.
The team that scores the most points is going to win the game. Thanks, John.
Or you got to march down in the field, you score a touchdown.
What you want to do is get the ball in the middle of the goalposts.
Mm.
That's a field goal.
Y'all are wrong.
You discover remnants of saltpeter, soda ash, and other pyronite supplies.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
In large quantity, indicating that those materials were stored in this area prior to your arrival.
But they're not anymore.
Not anymore.
Do we see them taken out in a direction?
Well, there's only one way in and out of the room.
There's That's only true. One direction?
Quick, I don't know any of those songs.
Good.
Ah, dang it.
Moving on.
Baby, you're lying to me.
Okay. Yeah, good job.
They only have the one good song. Varg, will you roll a crafting check as part of your successful perception roll?
You're pretty crafty.
Pretty crafty.
Have you seen my scrapbooks?
4.
He rolled a natty 4.
He rolled
22.
A real die and rolled a 4. Shame. Darnayru, why don't you roll a crafting check?
I would love to. Watch me blow this crafting check out of the water.
Wait, will you roll it digitally?
I'd love to.
Oh, let's just see. You should stick with one, format.
28 total.
28. Wow, that's pretty good.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, the real number is a 22 because you rolled a real die.
So yeah.
I'm very sorry, but what'd you get there?
How'd you do, Greg?
I only got 18.
18.
A 94 as well.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
It's because I was so...
Any other crafting rolls
interesting.
Out there?
I was too arrogant about it.
I don't think I passed my perception check.
I only have a +2 crafting. Should I roll anyway?
It's something.
You should.
Okay.
Natty 20.
You might loot in this.
Likely. That is likely.
The most I'll get is 22.
Critical success guarantees...
Oh, so 20? Close. 20?
Dirty 20? Or natural 20?
Dirty 20.
Oh, man. Well, who knows what happened in here?
Right.
How about a survival check?
I would like to use a hero point to reroll.
Really? Ooh. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, awesome. Look at that.
Well, hey, do you want to use that digital roll? Mm-hmm. That's technically a reroll.
I mean, I'll use it since I just rolled.
Well, then so that is a success.
Great.
Nice.
Way to go.
What Varg can tell with his successful crafting check is that a violent chain reaction occurred in this hall, which exposed a variety of chemicals to those pyronite supplies, thus creating the pyronite ooze.
Oh.
Okay.
So there was an explosive chain reaction that created this ooze. Now I need a survival check.
I can do one of those. Ooh, I'm not a great survivalist, but I'll do it.
Oh, I'll do a survival check.
Yeah, let's get a survival check from Kairos, hero of Alkenstar.
Yeah, 24 total.
That's nice. I only got a 16.
Anybody else?
I'd like to roll, too.
24 is not a success.
It's not?
No.
Then I will
Is 16 aided an aid?
16 is an aid, but that only gets him to 25.
Yeah.
Can I try to aid?
Yes.
Okay. So, survival?
Yep.
Natural 20.
Plus 4. Let's go.
There we go. So what you discover, thanks to Luton, are several dozen small creature tracks, clawed feet. Uh-huh. And we're talking feet that are smaller than Luton's feet. And she's got them little Wilma Flintstone feet.
Whoa.
Tiny.
Those are small feet?
Yeah.
Smeep.
The things that were in the cages, which means
Vuslog.
Well, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
You follow the tracks, and they lead into the corner of the room, the southwest corner of the room, where you find a dozen tiny, charred bodies.
Whoa. Barbecue.
That you recognize as Pogwampi.
Pogwampi.
Which is a type of gremlin, and Duval gets a hero point.
Yes.
Because in episode 86... You said when you guys got into the cage, you saw the cages in the room, and you said, they brought in gremlins. And that was exactly
That's
crazy.
What they did. I'd just be sick.
You were right.
You can were you have, on the nose.
Can you have 4 hero points?
You have 3 somehow?
I have 3. No. Somehow?
I should have never given you that many hero points.
I get the bit.
I never gave you that many hero points.
I don't know if those were reset last time we long rested.
I would have.
No, they were.
I think he had.
I would not have been able to sleep if I'd given you that many hero points.
I earned them. You didn't give me anything. Ugh.
I have 2.
Ugh. Yeah.
You were handing out hero points.
Like candy, because you give your wife one, and you're like, okay.
You know
when you were in a good mood?
You remember
that one day?
A couple weeks ago, I remember saying everyone but Duval gets a hero point.
That was before this.
Hey, you know what? Thanks for the hero point. I appreciate it.
You have 3.
Gremlins.
It's the tracks that match these creatures?
Yes.
Okay. And what were they called again?
Gremlins.
Pugwampies.
Gormak, how do you spell that?
Pugwampi is a very famous evil gremlin creature. Has a bad luck aura. Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you that.
Want to say it again?
Sorry, I'll just stick to spelling. Pugwu.
You eating peanut butter over there,
Gordon? A-M-P-I. Pugwampi.
So these Pugwampis are in the room, and the marks are from where in the corner of the room where their charred bodies are, back to where?
Just, they were in the room, and you can see that they all retreated into the corner of the room and then died there, burned to a crisp.
Oh, somebody murdered these things.
Or they brought all the ingredients down here.
Well, darn, I rewrite. Why don't you roll me an occultism check?
Let's roll.
Find out what happened here.
I'm going to switch my
you,
die.
Instead of aiding, you can roll your own arcana check if you want. I know that's a better skill for you.
You don't know. You don't know me.
No, I do. I'm looking at your character sheet right here. I actually have that thing pinned.
It is not a great roll, but hopefully I get some aid in there.
I went arcana.
There. Oh.
Because he made me.
I only rolled a...
You should be lucky. Because what'd you get?
24.
Your aid wouldn't have mattered.
23.
Wow.
Oh, great.
That's too bad.
Wait, no, both those were failures?
Yeah.
Hero point!
Everyone's doing it, and I really want to know this information.
Look at this. Okay.
I hope this
What'd you roll on the die to get
an 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rolled a natty 17.
Hey, there we go.
Plus 16, whatever that is. 33?
Pretty high. Not a crit, but it doesn't matter. Ooh. What you know with a 33 on occultism is that Pugwampis have an aura of unluckiness.
Okay. Mm.
It is likely what triggered the chain reaction in the first place.
It's their fault.
So now, Pugwampis, how did they get here?
Yeah.
And who put them here?
Vuslog did it. I already know he did it. Vuslog did it. Well, this is what the cages were for, and the little things on the runes on the outside of the cage was to block the curse of unluckiness from getting out.
Yep.
Boom,
yep.
Boom,
yep.
Boom, bam.
Pieces, puzzle, together.
Boom, bam.
Yep.
You know me?
I feel you.
Jig. Sod.
But I don't. I think that the
this jig has been solved.
I think that the what's his name? Vuslog.
Vuslog
sounds like a beer. I don't know. I'm not sure that he put them down here.
The cages were in his room.
I know, but he may have been just watching them.
He would have been just watching them.
Like kind of like, you know, hey, I'll hold it down here. I'll watch the Pugwampies, and then I don't know
which tower. This is the one the Loveless went to.
Correct.
So I think that she. Let's answer high by the shield marshals. Looking through my notes.
Feel free to narrate them to Gail instead of
go. Gail, here's the deal, Gail. Mom, listen up. Loveless and Ibrium stayed at the saloon, caused problems or suspicion. That's what my notes say. Loveless met at the Tower of Metallurgy and Ibrium went to the Tower of Engineering.
Correct.
Yep. Both had dinner with Loy and left together on a boat, but something happened at both towers. Has been happening at both towers that are like sabotage-like things or weird quote-unquote accidents. It doesn't seem like Loy thinks they're accidents. I don't think they're accidents either.
To interject really quick, the little runes on the outside of the cage were Nexium.
They're Nexian, they're Nexian cages designed to dampen the effects of curses and hexes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
There was dozens of them, and they were in the rooms of the lead smash, Led Smith. Right.
And they're probably in both places, because if they're here, there's probably some over at the other...
How many charred bodies did we see?
Yeah, how many?
About a dozen. It's hard to tell, really. They were charred almost beyond recognition.
Mm. Did it smell good?
Yeah, can we eat them?
Yeah, it's nice.
I have in aromatic. My notes dozens Varney's of empty cages.
Them. Dozens?
Yeah.
Dozens.
It says dozens of small cages.
So, was that all of them?
He's doing the whole face maybe, thing with his face.
If Loveless would have been like, oh, these things are unlucky, so put them down there in order to... We can put all the ingredients down there. We can drop them off and then take off. It's like a fuse. Like, inevitably, it's going to go off.
Man.
Right.
Maybe.
That's what I think happened.
That's all the information that's down here.
All right. We should go talk to Della about...
What we found.
If she had noticed any creatures being smuggled in, or maybe any deliveries that were not on schedule. Any unexpected deliveries.
So you go up and you talk to Della Sangre, the proprietor of the Tower of Metallurgy. And she's very excited to see you guys. Oh my gosh. I heard those violent explosions again. I thought the worst has happened. But here you are. Here you all stand. This is great news. What happened? And you recount the events, right?
It was crazy.
We were very lucky.
Not going to believe it.
It was bananas.
It was so camping.
Well, I'm convinced now something nefarious is at play here. I'll help you guys, whatever you need. I've got an idea. It doesn't make sense that the Tower of Engineering would use gremlins for something like this. Erdrick Marth, he's a thorn in my side, but he plays by the rules. And this is dirty play. I tell you what, if the Shield Marshals aren't going to do something about it, and you think that this Loveless character is behind this, well, I've got some pull, and so does Marth. If you can convince him, I'll set up a dinner meeting with Loy, Eaton, the four of you, and Marth, and we'll overrule his authority as the Shield Marshal Commandant. We'll make sure that Loveless sees justice for this.
Ooh, okay.
Well, this whole time I've been thinking that this was the Tower of Engineering, but this isn't their style. I mean, he wouldn't do something like this.
We have reason to believe it wasn't the Tower of Engineering either, but another party.
That makes sense.
What about Vuslog? What do you know about him?
I think we should be careful with what we tell her.
Who's Vuslog?
Never mind. Too late.
The 11-foot-tall Cyclops walking around town.
Wow, what about him? I haven't ever talked to the guy.
We found these charred-up gremlin bodies, right? Which we've already talked about. Do you know how they got down there?
I mean, do you describe the cages that they came in to her? Was your guys' theory, is that they were in the cages.
I think they're connected because of the cages. My first general question is, does she know how they got down there? And if she's like, no, then I would start talking about the cages and why I'm asking that question.
I didn't see anything like that brought in. I mean, so I don't know. I don't think so.
And you've been here ever since?
Every day. I haven't slept much.
But even before the accidents?
Well, yeah, of course. This is basically where I live and work.
This
whole division of the gunworks.
So she didn't
see it. My hobby is making explosives.
And there is no other way down into this basement room.
Nope, that's the only way in and out. When you mentioned Loveless, she brought in all those strange chemicals, but I didn't know what it was for.
Do you remember receiving any unexpected deliveries or deliveries made by someone
you've never seen before.
Angelique Loveless I'd never seen before. She brought in crates of these chemicals, the saltpeter and the soda ash, like you said. I didn't know it was for making some explosive. I just figured it was for some shield marshal thing. Every once in a while, they come up from Martell or Cloud Reaver Keep or Alkenstar to do forensic work. Somebody dies from an explosion. They have to determine if it's foul play or just an accident. They come here. They need our expertise. I thought that's what she was doing. It was a very large quantity of materials, and after she was down there for a few days, she left.
A few days?
And took most of the stuff with her, but left behind a little bit, about 10% of what she brought in.
Do you know where she went with everything?
No.
They're probably smuggled in with the stuff.
Maybe. I mean, that could make sense.
She did leave behind a little bit. Did you find any more supplies down there?
Whatever chain reaction happened. Yeah, and actually in the thing it knocked over. But it turned into an ooze, and that's what we were fighting down there.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yes, your suit was helpful, but I'm going to... Do you want the suit back, or are we going to keep it?
No, you guys are welcome to keep that.
We can take the rune out of it.
It was my pleasure to provide it to you, and boy, now everybody can get back to work and under normal, safe conditions. You've done us all a great service. That suit's the least I could offer.
I do have a question. It seems like Loy has been rather helpful for us. Is he, other than not wanting to investigate, has he put any resistance for you trying to figure out what's going on?
He's basically been a non-entity. I told him that there were gremlins down here in the bottom of this thing, or somebody thought there might be, and he didn't do anything about it.
Well, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Do we think there's any more to Loy?
Della also seems loyal, or at least ignorant, to Loveless.
Can we roll a perception check? Yeah.
That's
she's
a good
on
idea.
The train?
Yes.
To check.
Not that I'm saying you're lying.
Well, it won't be me then.
She's definitely
28
gonna be me.
Total.
Okay.
33.
She is being very honest with you guys.
Did Loveless put those gremlins down there to create an ooze? Is that her plan?
I mean, it seems like the creatures were added just to wreak havoc because they know that they have the unlucky aura. So putting those, whoever put those down there knew that the worst is going to happen with these creatures here.
Which would be the ooze, the Pyronite ooze?
Yeah, I don't know if the ooze was expected, but some form of chaos or destruction, sabotage.
Right. What would you guys like to do now?
Well, I definitely want to head to the engineering tower.
Yeah.
Sure we've exhausted everything here. I don't know that she has any more information for us. I'm putting the mental notes in my head that I think that Vuslog may have been hired by... We know that he was hired by the Shield Marshals, but it wasn't Loy, because he didn't say he hired it, so it would have to have been Loveless that
He's
hired
him. Clearly her goon, right?
Right, and then him having the cages, or the Leadsmiths having the cages, links him to these charred gremlin bodies, so I'd like to see if there's more gremlins in the other tower and what sabotage happened there. And then we just have to convince Erdrick to agree to wanting to help us solve what's going on, and then we all can sit down and force Loy to get more involved, I guess, is what Della wants.
That's a great recap of everything I just said.
Okay, just making sure I remembered it all.
You got it.
I didn't type any of that, so
hey,
that's great.
All right, good job.
Let's go.
You guys head back out in the courtyard, and off to the western side of the gunworks looms the Tower of Engineering. You head over?
Heading on over.
I don't mean to make any assumption here. So the Tower of Engineering is a large rounded tower on the western end of the gunworks. And as you approach, you see a man of short stature outside. He's got big sideburns. He's bald, but he's got like a skullet going on with big sideburns that are a part of it. You know,
nice.
Blowing in the wind.
Kind of got this Uncle Iroh looking thing going on for those of you who are Avatar fans.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
Nice.
Just no top knot.
Okay.
You got it?
Can we go back to the map of the courtyard?
So the Tower of Engineering is here. I'm pinging it on the map on the western side, west of the Last Stop Saloon and across from the stockyard. The Tower of Metallurgy was the one over here in the northeast.
They're on the other side of the courtyard.
Yeah. And so you see this man standing outside. He's wearing some coveralls. He's not dirty. He's clean. Got his arms crossed, and he's sort of tapping his foot impatiently, staring at the tower.
What are you looking at, sir?
Excuse me. Just trying to figure out what's going on inside. My name's Erdrick Marth. Erdrick Marth. That's my name?
You are actually just the man we came to see.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. We are...
Where are you coming from, son?
We're actually coming from Loy. What's his last name? Aiden?
Aiden.
Loy Aiden. We actually are sent here to investigate some of the accidents that have been going on at your tower.
Well, it's about freaking time. I should have known by the trench coats that Loy Aiden was the one who sent you. I've been trying to get him to come here and clean up these darn gremlins for 3 days.
Oh, you say gremlins?
Yeah. I've been trying to puzzle out a plan to get in there and really, really take care of it. And man, every time I try, it's something stops me each time. The door relocks itself, or some piece of machinery inside bops me on the head, spins me around, and sends me back outside. It's just strange beings going on in there. I don't like it very much. I don't really like to approach a problem that I can't think my way through. And that's what's going on here.
How engineered of you.
Yeah, well, I take offense to that term, actually.
Our GM said it, so
are you
it's
sure
okay.
You're not from the Tower of Metallurgy?
No, we are definitely not from there. We are from Loy.
Well...
Where have you seen these gremlins inside? Do you know where they are?
No, I don't know where they are. I just know that it was that Della Sangre who sent them over here. She's up to no good. She's always playing with chemicals and mixing formulas around, and this is just her attempt to undermine me, undermine my authority, undermine my engineering.
We just came from the other tower, and we found gremlins there. I don't believe she sent them over. I think there's someone else up to no good around here.
I do not believe she was the one who is sabotaging you if she was sabotaged in the very same way.
You came from the other tower, huh?
We are set to investigate all accidents in the gunworks.
Yeah.
By Loy Aiden.
And you also came here from Della Sangre?
Nope. We came here from Loy to investigate all accidents.
At mention of the other tower, he's very hesitant to let you inside.
I know. I was trying not to say anything about
the
other tower. Right. Because I know he's like, thinks they're going to... But is there a way to like...
improve his attitude?
Yeah, like diplomatize him?
Yes.
That's kind of what I was trying to do by saying, no, we're sent by Loy. We're sent by Loy. Not by the other tower, because there's been sabotage happening all over the gunworks.
All right, great. Go ahead and roll a diplomacy check, and anyone can aid.
Oh, I rolled really bad.
Yeah, it's like a fifth time.
I would like to aid.
I have 22 to aid.
Okay.
I feel like we're wasting all these aid rolls.
24.
Dang.
All right, that's an aid.
So I rolled 16 total.
22.
2 aid. 18 total?
So 18, which is rough.
Did we make our check?
You failed your diplomacy check.
Ah,
dang.
So it's not any more favorable.
I'd like to roll intimidation.
Oh.
Whoa, okay. That's a tactic.
Yes, it is.
Acceptable for the rules of Pathfinder.
25 total.
Hey!
All right.
Nice.
You're scared.
You know, I don't really like entertaining all that much. I got a lot of work to do. You came here under Loy Aiden's instructions, like you said. You can scream at me. You can joke with me. I don't trust you because you were at that tower. You were talking to that woman over there. I know she's trying to undermine me.
Do you want us to take care of your problem or not?
It seems at this point I'm stuck working with you. So get in there, take care of it, and then come find me after.
You're welcome.
Oh, we'll see.
Poop mouth. Poop mouth.
Your mouth is poop.
Don't you beat me to my insult. Knave.
I hate it when that happens.
Felonious knave. You're smelly.
Why do I love Varg's desperate insults so much? All
right, my note on Erdrick. He is a teenager.
He doesn't trust us.
That's what's going on. You're at the Tower of Engineering, and you approach the double round tower, which I can take you to the map and allow you to see. Can you see your characters, lower right corner?
We can.
And you can approach the door. Kal-El's standing right in front of it. This is a massive tower with a 10-foot door, and it's not locked.
But he couldn't get in there because weird things kept happening.
Well, he would go in and
every
get pushed out.
Every time he would go in, and something would happen that he would leave. Or he would be threatened by something, or things would come flying across the room and hit him in the head. And it's been a few days of this where nothing was allowed in to the space.
Maybe we go in with like a shield or something.
Well, is he still here with us at the front door?
No, he's... I mean, you can ask him a question. You can go back and ask him. You have a question for him?
Yes. My question is, is anybody in the tower other than the gremlins?
No, we cleared it out a few days ago when all this mischief started happening.
And did anyone visit the tower right before all this happened?
Why don't you just go in there and fix the problem first, and then we can chat. Spy. And then he walks away.
Yes.
And then he flies away, so you can't even speak to him.
Flies away.
Yeah.
He's got wings now.
Sick of Greg's questions. Open the door, coward.
I can't. Kal-El's in the way.
Yeah?
Okay. Your fault. You put Kal-El there.
Sure. There. Make sure everybody else is in a safe location. Go ahead and open the door.
Door opened. Kind of want to go up the stairs on the outside.
What are those?
Inside, you see...
tanks.
A massive hangar. The ground floor of this entire tower is one large hangar filled with mechanical contraptions. Four large wagons that have been converted with armor plating, cannons, and musket turrets have been packed throughout the room. Overhead, the ceiling arches up to a height of 30 feet.
Sweet.
Are we in exploration mode?
You are in exploration mode.
All right, I'm going to avoid notice, and whoever's checking for traps, I don't remember who is that. We might want to do one of those since these crazy gremlins are a boot.
I thought it was you who was checking for traps.
No, I'm avoiding notice.
Well, go ahead and move yourselves throughout the space how you'd like to. And I need a perception check from this people who are searching for danger, which is usually that Kairos is... and
yep.
and Varg. Now, the hall gale of Siegecraft here is two circles that are combined together, kind of like a snowman laying on its side. The smaller of the circles is a radius of 20 feet. So it's 40 feet across, and it contains two of these tank wagons. The larger of the two is 30 feet radius or 60 foot diameter. There are several workbenches, gears, all sorts of trims. So there's like a cable pulley and two more of these massive siege engines. Now, Darnayri is sort of poking his way around the smaller circle. Mm-hmm. Did I get perception checks from Varg and Kairos?
Yes. 24 for Varg.
24 for Varg?
19 total.
Okay. Varg, in this first room, neither you or Kairos notice anything suspicious. There aren't any traps.
Okay.
You're all very timidly, after the warning you got from Marth, walking through this space. And in this first circular room, you don't see anything, but you do hear those like little giggling noises that you hear in the background. So there's something going on.
It's totally the Jetsons movie. Just throwing that out there. We should have brought some of those cages with us. That's what we should have done.
That's a good idea. Follow 5 is trying to figure out how they want to move into this space. Do you guys want to go and search
circle? I see a scary thing what in the next that? Circle.
There's no other... We don't see any other like stairways to get to the next floor. Those are outside, right? Just the one on the side of the building?
That's an awning. It's not stairway.
Oh, okay.
What's this?
So, what is this? Scary. What do you guys see? What are you talking about?
Looks like an eyeball monster. Looks like one of those chests.
Like a mimic chest?
Yeah, like a mimic chest.
Did you zoom in on it? Made of steel.
I zoomed in on it. It looks like an Iron Maiden.
Oh, that kinda. Looks problematic. Oh,
okay.
Kind of a buzzsaw looking thing.
It looks like a crab wearing a steel ballerina.
It does.
It's all the way in the farther... left side of the larger circle of the tower. You guys would need to move closer in order to inspect it.
Varg will move closer.
As you get to about 30 feet away from this thing, that horrible buzzsaw thing that you noticed activates, whirs around, spins up, and comes to life.
Oh, gosh.
And I need the Shum Follow 5 to roll for initiative.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Buzzsaw monster.
All right, Luton, what'd you get?
26.
Darnayru.
37.
Ooh.
Whoa.
A natty 19 with an 18 stealth.
Dang.
Varg, 29.
And Kairos.
21.
Kind of a perfect setup for you guys.
Actually, yeah, I like that order.
Well, great initiative rolls from the Shum Follow 5, and that means that Darnayru is going to go first. This whirling mass of machinery comes to life, and a free perception check, please, from the group as you get close to this thing.
22.
29.
32. 34. Nice. I'm feeling good at my roll until you guys gave your numbers.
Whatever this clockwork mechanism is, there is a swarm of gremlins inside of it.
Inside? They're in the computer?
Sweet.
It's a trench coat full of gremlins.
And... you see a few of them start lobbing nuts and bolts at you guys from the shoulders and the head of this whirring, spinning, blade-wielding death machine.
I mean, even if it kills all of us, kind of a fun enemy. Just throwing that out there.
I'd say so. Let's kill it.
So first person to act is Darnayru.
Darnayru is going to move 30 feet toward it, and I'm going to cast Slow.
You're now 5 feet away. Cast Slow. Okay, and...
you are rolling a Fortitude save.
Yes. What are the traits of slow?
Concentrate and manipulate.
No, that's
Those are the tags. Those and the traditions, arcane, yeah, occult, and primal.
Arcane, occult, no. There's not any other traits associated with it?
Nope. It's one of the reasons I love slow, because it's not mental, it's not anything else.
You said a fortitude save.
Correct.
28.
Okay, that is a success, so you're only slowed one round.
Alrighty.
And that's my 2-1.
That brings us to Varg Kinbiter.
Now, I don't think I've ever done this in the middle of a battle before, because I was always raging beforehand, but I'd like to activate Kinflincer into War Flail mode.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
That's a one-action feature, if I remember correctly, because it has that, like, modular body.
It has a modular body, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So Varg flips some switches, and the blade, like, collapses or maybe morphs into a War Flail. Nice. And then I want to activate the Jolt Coil so I can do electric damage as well.
You have to cast a spell, which is fine. You can just do electric arc with it.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I want to do on it.
So you're using the two-action casting electric arc to zap this machine.
Yeesh.
Okay. That's just a reflex save for me. Dual form weapon. That's what it's called. Your innovation weapon can assume an alternate form. You've built your innovation with replaceable interlocking pieces that you can use to transform into another type of weapon. I'm checking this because I want to make sure that the action economy is correct.
Okay.
You can spend 2 interact actions to switch your weapon innovation between the 2 configurations. These actions don't need to be taken consecutively, but if you've provided the first and not the second, the weapon is non-functional. So according to the description, it takes 2 actions in order to switch the weapon form.
Okay.
So that changes your turn a little bit. How do you want to do that?
Because electric arc is 2 actions. Okay, then this is pretty much just going to be a prep round for me then. I'm going to rage.
Okay, so 2 actions, switch the form of your weapon and rage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that little bookkeeping that we had to do, and now we're all right. And there's no retcon content. Okay, that is the end of Varg's turn. It is now this monstrosity's turn.
Oh, God.
I'm really happy I'm right in front of it. Kind of thought Varg was going to be up here with me. Oh, good night.
I'll be up there shortly, my friend.
Well, I can tell you that slowing it was an interesting choice.
Yeah?
I commend your tactical decision.
Because you made it stronger.
No.
Great. That was my last casting of slow, for the record.
Okay.
It will take a step toward Darnayru, and then it slashes out with this menacingly dull blade.
A dull blade?
But it's a menacingly dull.
Like a tetanus.
39 to hit Darnayru.
Oh my gosh, that's a crit.
Wow.
39?
39.
That's a 3 and a 9?
Yeah.
Wow. It's 39, Greg.
26 slashing damage to Darnayru.
Dang.
Ouch.
Ouchie.
Huh, sound good.
That is the end of my turn with 2 actions, and then I'm no longer slowed.
Correct. There's only 1 round, yeah.
Okay. After its turn, the gremlins that are inside start to do some sort of funky war chant that you can hear.
Oh, no.
And they start tossing out. Yeah, no, they're not shunfall.
Only we are allowed to chant.
Right. The first thing that happens is a bolt of energy comes out of the centurion aimed at not Varg, but the weapon in his hands.
Oh.
As they target Kinflincer.
Oh my gosh.
And I need a will save from Varg.
A will save for targeting your weapon.
Perfect.
Is it though?
Not really. 19.
Total?
Mm-hmm.
Grody.
19 is a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Kinflincer has now gained a unique condition for this encounter called unreliable.
Perfect.
Anytime that you attempt to activate a feature of the item or interact with it, you must succeed at a flat check or that action is wasted. There you go.
Does that include you, like, hitting with it?
Anything that's interacting. Like, so.
Like, you interact to draw, you interact to, like
my,
change.
Like my electric arc.
Casting a spell.
Ah.
Or changing the configuration, or megaton striking, or any of the fancy pants stuff that he does with his weapon.
Awesome.
The next one of these bolts targets Darnayru.
Okay.
Only this one is targeting his armor, where he has his invisibility rune stored.
That's true.
And I need a will save from Darnayru.
Oh my.
I rolled a 24 total.
That is a failure.
Whoa.
Dang it. Okay, what does that mean?
Same thing. You must succeed at a flat check that I will tell you. I'll try to remind you if you try to use that item.
Right.
And it is unreliable.
You're unreliable. There's a song for you.
And the next person to get targeted is...
How many actions do these gremlins get?
3. Just like you guys. This is the 3rd action, and they target Kairos' bow.
I can't even see me. There's a big freaking
I need
cat
a will.
In front of me.
I need a will save.
All right. See what we can do here.
Just roll your dice.
I got a 35. No, I got a 29.
Well, that's pretty good.
Well, which one is it?
It's a 29.
The item is unaffected.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Take that, gremlins.
Do you say that?
Take that, gremlins.
Take that, gremlins.
That brings us to Luton's turn.
Luton is going to move forward one square.
You're 30 feet away from where you're standing.
Never mind. Yeah. I'm going to stay right where I am. And I would like to cast the new hotness.
Uh-oh. What's this one again?
I don't remember.
There's so many horrible things in her library of spells over there.
Heat metal.
Oh, yes! No! That's exactly what I do.
Perfect.
Yes, you're going to boil them.
The heats the targeted metal to become red hot for a moment. This is usually harmless to an unattended metal item, which doesn't get a saving throw. Though the GM might rule that the flammable materials connected to the object catch fire or melt.
Heat metal.
Time for another barbecue.
If freaking you target perfect. An item worn or carried by a creature, or you target a creature made primarily of metal, the heat deals 4d6 fire damage and 2d4 persistent fire damage to the creature, which must attempt a reflex saving throw.
Okay.
I love
all
that.
So to start things off, do I need to roll a reflex saving throw to avoid this spell, or is it, how does it... Does it automatically hit?
Yep.
Stop it.
It looks like it's an auto hit.
That's what she said.
And is the reflex save for the additional persistent damage, or what is that?
No, that's for like other things that are near it, is what she
said. No, that's for the persistent fire damage. The heat deals 4d6 fire damage and 2d4 persistent fire damage to the creature, which must attempt a reflex saving throw.
Okay, so I need to do a basic reflex save. Yeah, okay.
I don't see the DC.
It's your spellcasting DC of 26.
Okay.
Right? And I got a 41.
Oh my gosh.
Which I believe is a critical success, yeah. Right?
Yes, you're unaffected.
Yep. I am unaffected.
That's okay. My turn.
41.
Dumb.
Wait, I have one more action.
What are we fighting here?
I have one more action because I didn't have to move.
Throwing absolute boulders over here, too. That helps.
You rolled a natty 19 on that hit to
I
me.
I think the Pyronite use was a level 10, so I'm assuming this is
level 47
similar or maybe higher.
With her last action.
I'm going to try Elemental Toss. 30 feet, one creature.
Yep.
Okay.
That works. Roll to hit.
Okay.
I mean,
this first.
I love that sound. Timing-wise, it was way more than one action, but it was cool.
Oh, got a natural one.
No!
Well, thankfully we got rid of crit cards or you'd be basically dead. That does bring us to Kairos Duvalo.
What's the distance here?
Distance is
40 feet.
Yep.
Okay, so I was going to go with Coral Eruption, but you seem to have a very high...
Everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, will save or whatever. So I'm going to go with Blazing Bolt.
Okay.
So roll to hit.
The two-action cast of Blazing Bolt.
Mm-hmm. 66 fire damage if I get it. That's going to be a 21.
A 21 is a miss.
And so I will move to Arcane Cascade.
Okay.
Don't we have Pyronite sticks?
We have one Pyronite stick.
Okay.
You're ready to throw a grenade.
Listen, I'm ready.
The Holy Hand Grenade.
Yeah.
That is the end of round one.
Poop.
Taking us to round two and Darnayru.
That happened fast and not a lot happened. Except for me losing hit points.
Except for Darnayru getting bonked on the noggin.
That was a terrible.
The first round. Thing I'm going to do is unleash my psyche. All the little nuts and bolts that are kind of like strewn around the floor start to like levitate off the floor, cool. Like an inch and a half. And then the wind starts swirling around me. And now I'm unleashed and crazy. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to attempt. Oh, man. Should I attempt to tumble behind? It's risky. Okay, I'm going to try it.
Does he have a reflex save against your tumble?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm rolling against his reflex save. I know, that's
unnerving. It seems like it's really high.
But I have a plus 19.
Okay, that's also awesome.
I'm going to attempt to tumble behind this creature.
All right.
Do it.
Uh-oh, I rolled a natty 11 plus 19, which is a
for a total 30. Of 30 against his reflex DC.
Yeah.
That is a failure.
Whoa! Oh, my gosh.
So I didn't move. I stay right here.
Vard.
Auto hit. We
Jordan's
auto hit.
Next character is going to be a blade centurion.
powered by gremlins.
I will take one guarded step. diagonal.
Okay.
And then I will just swing to attack.
Setting him up. All right. Flissa. So Darnayru is now on the opposite side of this creature, which is 15 feet away from Varg.
Rolling to hit a natty 16 plus 17, 33.
That is a hit.
Okay. Hey. Now it's a hit plus because my Psyche's Unleashed, I do get to do a Psy Strike. So right. I'll add 1d6 force damage.
That's exciting.
Okay, so 1d6 is in there. And then my normal damage, which is 2d6 plus 6. 17 damage.
17 damage.
Yeah. And it says 1d6 persistent vitality damage. Do I roll the vitality damage, or is it nothing?
No, you still roll that.
Okay, so yeah. One more d6 will be the... Let me roll that last
Except
bit.
That it's a construct, so it's immune to vitality damage.
So then none of my damage went through?
No, your weapon damage still goes through. Your weapon damage is not...
It's a plus one striking vitalizing Flissa.
That's not how that...
So it doesn't make it all magical and
Right.
Okay, so...
The bonus vitality damage doesn't happen, but the regular weapon hit, it's still a blade that slices in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Does it slice in, though?
That's what I'm trying to figure out right
Okay.
now.
And cut off the heads of some of the...
Yeah, seriously.
You got That'd that damage, nice. Though? The 17?
I heard you say that I was going to take 17 damage, yes.
Perfect. That's all I needed to say to make sure it was like out that. There.
We didn't steal any of those hex runes either.
We didn't take any of the cages with us now.
All right.
Accio cages.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Did it work, though?
As your blade strikes the chassis of this thing, it's you ever swing like a metal bat in the cold and it rings into your hands?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to Varg Kinbiter.
Okay, Varg is going to run up on the opposite side.
One move and is now flanking this clockwork monstrosity with Darnayru, lowering my AC by 2.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Tactical.
And then I'm going to take 2 swings at it.
Okay.
First attack is 13 on the die for 30 total.
That is a hit.
Sweet. And this is electric damage as well.
You have not cast that spell yet.
No, I activated. No, I didn't.
Nope.
You Shoot,
changed
I didn't.
Its form into a war flail and raged.
Okay. Well, it's in flail mode. I'm still going to hit it.
Okay.
23 damage.
23 damage.
And what do I notice about this strike?
That you're swinging your flail against something very solid.
Okay, fine. That's fine. And yeah, the next attack misses.
Oh, what'd you get?
15.
15, yeah. Okay, that brings us to this creature. This menacing, spinning, horrifying nightmare.
Whirlwind.
You notice that it starts spinning even faster, and it speeds up. Faster, mm-hmm. faster, whoa, whoa, whoa. No. Don't talk. It's my
That's
turn.
Not fair. I was reading a bunch of crap during Varg's turn and missed my opportune backstab.
Go ahead, take it.
And do no damage. Rolling to hit. Natty 2.
Natty 2. All right. Hey, we're on the up and up.
Damn.
As this thing spins, there's a bunch of gun barrels that come out level down on all 4 of you.
What is this thing?
All creatures in a 60-foot radius must make a reflex save.
32 for Varg.
33 for Luton.
Natty 20 for a 38.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Natty 20. So that's a critical success and a critical success, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
25, and I'm an expert, so I get like 8 more points.
That is true.
I don't like it when you make up rules. But all of you pass.
Yes.
With Greg, you critically succeed. So you only take 16 damage.
Oh, my gosh.
All except Greg, who doesn't take any damage.
That was going to be 32 damage.
You gotta kill this thing.
Oh, my goodness. What is this thing?
Who knows?
Erdrick, get in here.
Its turn ends, and now the creatures that are festooned inside of it all start to cackle menacingly.
Mm-hmm.
And they target Darnayru's pants, and I need you to make a will save.
They do
my
what?
Pants? I'm not wearing any pants. Natty nice. 18 plus 12.
Wait. Darnayru's not wearing pants? Have we ever talked about this?
Are you straight Winnie the Pooh?
Sure, yeah, yeah, just
a shirt. I'm Winnie the Pooh in it for sure.
That's great.
Thank goodness your character art does not agree with you.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
30. That's 18 plus 12.
Yeah, 30. That's a good... That's a save. You are successfully saved. You are unaffected. Varg, same thing. Varg's pantaloons are targeted.
Verge.
Baggy pantaloons.
Not my Levi's! Ah, my 501s!
What am I rolling?
It will save,
okay.
Please.
26.
26, you fall prone.
Ooh.
As the...
My pants get too tight.
Yeah. It's the gremlins okay. inside cause a calamity in your outerwear.
I don't
and
like
you
that.
Trip over it and fall to the ground.
The gremlins cause a calamity in my pants?
The last
is that what you're saying?
Hammer pants wearing member of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Roll a will save, please.
Oh. Stop. Hammer test. Stop.
You need to go home.
That's it. You said a will you save?
A will save.
Yeah, they made Varg make a poopy.
Yeah. Is this fight over?
He sits down prone out of embarrassment.
Like that scene in Lilith Bridesmaids where she just
it's happening. It's happening.
Don't you poop in that dress?
Look away.
21.
Kairos falls prone as the gremlins hex his pants, too.
Oh, man.
And is the end of the gremlin horde's turn. It is Luton's turn.
I would like to roll a perception check to figure out what their weaknesses are.
Yeah.
So it's a recall please? Knowledge. Recall it's not knowledge. Perception. It'll be some form of knowledge. Which one of the two things are you curious about, the gremlins or the machine?
I think the gremlins.
All righty. Then I will need an, I think it's an occultism check from you.
I don't like that one.
Okay.
Pick a different one.
Do you have Crichton's crockety bockety loop?
No.
Or whatever that
she's a master.
Stinky feet is?
She's a master in
not
that.
In occultism.
No. In Crichton's crockety.
Oh, she, yeah. Bippity bop?
Yeah.
Bippity boppity boo?
Yep.
Dumb feet. I should have banned that feet.
Idiot.
I'm not going
to
do that.
You're not going to do... Oh, no, you have to. You can't find out that it's... Oh, all right.
An occultism check. It's just a wasted action.
What you're trying to do is identify the thing.
Yeah.
And it is let me make sure that I got it right. Magical creature. So...
Yeah. I have religion. That's not... Or nature.
Hold on. Gremlins. They're not astral, aberration, dream, ethereal. I don't think it's... I think it is a nature check. Because the only thing that close to a gremlin is fey, right?
Right.
And hold on, let me find out for sure, because I think it might be a nature check.
It's not a fiend.
No. It's got to be a fey.
Like little rats.
They are like little rats. The strange thing is how this character...
Gremlins are cruel fey tricksters.
Yeah.
I'm not reading anymore, but...
That's all I needed. It's a nature check.
Excellent. Let's do a nature check.
Thank you.
Man, we got lucky with that one.
14 on the die. Plus 22.
Plus 22. That is...
A lot of numbers.
28, 14 plus 22, 36?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a critical success.
Hey, yes.
Tell me everything.
What you are dealing with is a gremlin horde of a particular type of gremlin called a Jinkin. J-I-N-K-I-N.
Jinkin.
Of the Leroy Jenkins?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's Jenkins. This is Jinkins.
Well,
like Jinx.
Jinky.
Think Jinx. Yeah. Oh, Jinkies. Yeah.
You say potato, I say potato.
So these are...
just Jinkin.
Potato. So these are Jinkin gremlins.
I said what I said.
Their primary way that they mess with things, this calamity effect that they have, is firearms. If any of you had a firearm, you would all be in very deep trouble right now.
But shoot each other.
Wait. A firearm or a firearm in your hand?
Like a gun.
I have a gun.
In your hand?
No, but I have one.
No, it has to be...
It has to be in my hand.
Holding the firearm.
Okay.
Why are you giving him...
Yeah, no, what are you I just want to make sure.
Because Darnayru has a gun, too. I already... Yeah. I checked
okay, all right,
this.
All right.
You definitely have to be holding it.
Don't use your guns. Got it. What else is there?
So that's a thing. They like, cause them to misfire. They cause all kinds of bad things.
Okay.
Here's another thing about them. While they're stuffed inside the Centurion, they have a damage reduction of 15.
Good gravy.
Wow.
From the armor of the Centurion.
You can't even, target men.
You can target them. That's the thing.
Okay.
They have a hit point value, all right? But any damage that you do is reduced by 15, so you just need to know that.
Do a lot of damage.
You do over 15.
Ugh. That means I did 2 damage when I hit it earlier.
Their misfortune hex that they have, the ability to cast, currently they can do 3 times in a round. If you disperse the gang of gremlins, their strength goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This hex, and because you rolled a critical success, I'm giving you the whole business on these gremlins. Items that are affected, specifically targeted, like how I targeted Kinfluencer and Darnayru's magic vestments and Kairos' bow, those all have a DC 5 flat check, or the item becomes a wasted action if you go to use it. So right now, Darnayru and Varg have that affecting them if they try to use their equipment.
Okay.
And the mundane item, such as your pants, your boots, or whatever.
There's nothing mundane about my pants.
Oh, you know what? I'm further reading. I read this. It says you must pass the check or you become tangled and fall prone. But it says also here that there's a DC 5 flat check that you have to make. So before you guys are actually prone, I need a DC 5 flat check. Just roll a D20.
Okay.
And if you, not Greg.
Oh.
You passed your will save.
I did.
Yeah. So Kairos and Varg.
11.
Got a 5.
Then you're both okay. You're not prone.
Nice.
So
sweet.
Thanks to Luton and her natural 20.
Yeah.
Luton, natural 20s.
And me being forced to read the rules.
Love it.
There you go.
For us.
So
that's so good for us.
They can be targeted separately. They can be whittled down in strength. And there you go.
But we have to break, if we're doing physical damage to them, we have to break through the 15.
Yeah, and the Centurion has its own stats separate from these gremlins. Great use of a single action to uncover some knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got all that knowledge. Don't feel any better about fighting this thing.
I suppose I can't roll to find out those stats on the...
You can. A second recall knowledge check. It would be either Arcana or Crafting for a Construct.
See?
Tough for me.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, I guess, if we can't.
Better just shoot a lightning bolt.
Well, that was...
That's my vote.
That was, yeah.
I like the idea of lightning bolt right now. Goes right through Vark, hits the machine, and then hits Darnayr before it hits the wall.
Yeah.
Power
the problem power is, I'm not going to do that. I would like to summon a second level protector tree here.
Okay.
Hey now.
Hey now. Goody.
Hey now.
So
that's right.
The here is just to the north of the Centurion. So you got Darnayr to the west, Varg to the east, and now to the north, a protector tree. What level?
Second level,
okay. Very good. So a tree forms there.
So that's 20 hit points on the tree.
AC, it has an armor class as well, right? Yes. Okay.
AC 10.
Very good.
Or does it go up? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, that's my turn.
Awesome. That takes us to Kairos Duvalo.
All right. I'm going to do a ranged spell attack with Holy Light. And so let's do that.
Turn on the magical color light.
And natty 1.
Oh, no.
Natty 1. All right. That is a miss.
So I've got, I'm just going to try to hit it with my bow.
Okay.
A 27 to hit.
That is also a miss.
There you go.
On your second strike.
Yep. Just winning left and right.
Okay.
27's a miss. Oh my gosh.
That takes us to the end of round 2 and the end of episode
89. No!
I hate this thing.
I lost track of time. I didn't know.
I know. I wasn't even looking.
We could have just gone right through.
I know. Me too. All right, Thunder Buddies. Tune in next week for episode 90.
Where we all die.
TPK.
Send your thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, yeah.
We love you guys. Tune in next week and find out how this whole mess concludes. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'll bet you are.
Am I the only one?
Yes, you are the only one.
Yes.
No more natural
ones. Yay.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.